Good morning, everyone. Greet you in Christ's name this morning. For devotional, I've chosen to read from 1 Timothy chapter 6. And I'm going to start reading at verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. And I'm going to stop reading there. The reason I chose this chapter is the verses where it speaks about contentment. I have to be honest, all this snow was making me a little bit discontent this week. The first snow, that was pretty cool. Nice. But then the second batch, that was just too much. No, it was fine. But speaking of contentment, Paul in Philippians, Paul says that he has learned to be content with where he's at. And so that made me think that contentment is not something that just will come naturally. It's basically something you have to learn. You have to work at it. And then godliness and contentment. I don't think you can be truly content without Jesus. People in the world will search and try anything to find contentment, anything to bring peace. They'll fill their lives with whatever they can get their hands on to try to bring contentment, but it doesn't bring it. There's always that void inside them that only Christ can fill. So Paul speaks there in verse 7. We brought nothing into the world, and we're certainly not going to take anything out of it. So just, you know, put things in perspective a little bit. Why are we trying to get so much stuff when it's not even ours? We're not going to keep it. And then he goes on to warn about the love of money and how some have strayed from the faith because of greediness. a little story here. There was an employer that overheard his employee. His employee was talking, and his employee said, "You know, if I just had $1,000, I would be perfectly content. That would be all I need." So the employer heard that, and he walks up and he takes his checkbook out and writes out a check for $1,000. And he hands it to the man, and he says, "You know, I've never seen perfect contentment, so here's a check for $1,000, and I'm excited to see perfect contentment." And as he walked away, he heard his employee say, "Why didn't I just ask for $2,000? But I was like, man, that's true. You know, you think if we just had a little bit more, then we could relax and be happy and be content. There was this little thing last weekend called the Super Bowl, and I found this interesting. 30-second TV commercial during the Super Bowl cost an average of $5 million, which sounds like a lot of money, and it is. That comes out to $166,000 per second. So that's an awful lot of money to spend to tell someone that if you buy this product, you will be happy. And that's Satan. He tries to tell people that. But we know that only Jesus can bring happiness and contentment. One other little saying here I found. As a rule, man's a fool. When it's hot, he wants it cool. When it's cool, he wants it hot, always wanting what is not. So that's all I have to share.